Welcome to the Kuppinger Kohl Analyst Chat. I'm your host. My name is Matthias Reinbart. I'm an analyst and advisor with Kuppinger Kohl Analysts. And today is a very special episode because this episode is taken really almost live at the EIC conference in Berlin on Berlin Alexanderplatz at the BCC. And for that, I have invited two guests. First of all, I want to introduce, of course, my colleague, Mike Neuenschwander. He is, of course, an IAM pro for decades. But it's his first time as an employee at Kuppinger Kohl being here at EIC. And the second guest is a surprise guest. This is Adam Callan. He is a blogger, and he is here to just also have a look at EIC. And we want to talk mainly about our experiences, their experiences at EIC. And that's why we're here. Welcome, Mike, and welcome, Adam.
Thank you. Hey, Matthias.
We really want to start... Yeah, just catching first impressions, starting with you, Adam. You're just here for a few hours. How does EIC look like to you?
I love it. So my immediate first impression, I got dropped off by my taxi at the wrong place, so I had to walk here. So while walking here, I saw the outside area where you have all the food trucks and the outdoor area. I think that's probably my favorite part because a lot of times you're stuck inside and stuffy. It's nice to be out, having a beer with your friends. And then inside, I love the flow of how everything's arranged. Like that was one of the first things I mentioned to you too, right? Is it's like, it's not really vendor specific. So you're not being sold all the time. It's more about the talks and the people and the education that's going on. So for me, that's massive. So the fact that there's vendors there, it's cool, but it's very flow. You walk from place to place, up and down. I mean, a lot of it has to do with the convention centers, but you guys picked it. So I think overall, it's a really great opportunity what you guys put together.
Great to hear that, Mike, your first impression. It's your first time at BCC, right?
Yes, I've never been to this venue. I really like it for the reasons that Adam just described. And the food's been good. Have you noticed? You've not been here long enough.
I haven't been long
but
enough.
Yeah, it's been, I was really impressed with the amount of it. And things like that. It brings people together, though, which is, you know, so there's a lot of really good conversations going on in addition to all of the great content. Right. It's well organized, and it's almost too much to take in. It's not really possible to experience the conference in its entirety while you're here. You have to kind of come back and watch some of the recordings that we've made and really catch up on it.
So much after this,
but it's good. It's so many people here from the industry that. In some cases, I've known for a while, or you know, but including Adam. So, it's been great. And I gave two presentations today.
Okay.
One of them was good.
Okay, tell me about the other one.
I'm not going to tell you which one. You'll have to go find for yourself. But the rooms are full. A lot of good response. It's a lot of engagement. Right. So yeah, it's been really fun.
Yeah, I always think of the EIC as a kind of class reunion of the identity people because they always meet. They have different business cards or virtual business cards.
That's
or
right.
Whatever, but the same people. And but the group is growing, so I really like that. And this time we have lots of those big names also here, and that's just great. And as you said, they're giving great presentations. We have these six tracks in parallel, which is just impossible
it's
to manage.
A lot.
Yeah.
This is really a lot, and it's massive. You and I, we usually don't have a choice. We are stuck into one of these tracks and go moderate, go
That's
tell
right.
something. So we have to catch up anyway. But for people like Adam and all the attendees, this is really something that, they have to decide first what to see live and where to contribute and to ask questions live, and then what to catch up later with. So. Content-wise, when you said it's lots of great content, what struck you most? What is the most important thing for you personally? Not necessarily
well, my,
what
my
we
content.
Say. Yes, of course.
But second to that, I would say is, obviously this conference has been focused primarily around things like decentralized identity and how that's affecting and all the sort of regulatory things that are happening in Europe that are bringing around sort of national... digital identification and that kind of thing. And that's clearly top of mind for a lot of people here. And, you know, you mentioned like the crowd has been, we're much bigger than we were last year. And when people are out, like you can only find standing room in most of the rooms that you're in. And then when people are out, you know, for lunches and stuff, it's like packed, you know, it's a very, very, it's been very impressive, you know, and, but it's well enough run that it doesn't matter. But I would say that we also have a track on the future of identity,
right?
And that is also very interesting because we've had a lot of really excellent speakers who are thinking, you know, 2 to 5 years out of the future, and not just the immediate need to get decentralized identity in place. Right. So I think that's a very important track as well.
Right, and I think from what we do, it's actually exactly between what can you do today, so real takeaways for just going home and implementing that. That's that's really actionable stuff. And on the other hand, we have this future-looking stuff, but let's look into the next 2 years with a decentralized identity, hopefully 2 years maximum.
yeah, we can't take it more than that.
Yeah, but also, as you said, the future-looking stuff, really saying what happens in 5 years, what can you prepare today with the identity fabric to say, okay, what can we prepare for the future?
Yeah, and that's heavily influenced by AI, you know, because that's really, we've talked about this later. Yeah. And that's kind of an area. You're not just a blogger, right? You want to say what else you do?
It's all good.
Yeah.
So my, you know, our background, we do, you know, IAM implementations like everyone else does at these conferences. But the fact that you bring in, like, saying you have the future conversation of where IAM is going in the future, that's what our company focuses on most, is the future tech more than anything else. So, like, DID, decentralized ID, self-sovereign ID, AI integration. To me, that's where everything is moving forward to. And seeing the panels and all the talks that are going on here, is that's what drew me out here 100%. It was everything that we are 100% about back in the States that no one is talking about, that they don't even know is even really, like, oh,
so Europe's ahead of me.
I honestly think Europe is at least 3 years ahead of the States right now when it comes to identity.
Okay, that's
so
surprising.
I'm here to figure out what is going on. I've been interviewing a lot of the people that are talking here and giving talks ahead of time coming up to this. And I've been learning so much. I had no, like, digital product passports, digital twins, data spaces, all this stuff I've never even heard of back home.
Right.
It's amazing. So I'm full-fledged. I want to learn as much as I can while I'm here.
Okay. And when it comes to your favorite topics from all the upcoming days, so is there something that you're really looking into when it comes to what do you really not want to miss in for the next days?
Well, this is a little bit problematic because, first of all, I don't want to miss sleeping because I'm still working that out. Okay. So if I can get that done tonight, then of course there are some really important, the thing is I get pulled into interviews all the time and stuff like this. So, but I will miss some of these topics.
Sure.
But we will continue to talk about how much the regulatory environment in Europe is, you know, sort of moving the industry along, which I find, you know, fascinating. But it's also very difficult to keep up on some of those things. Right. There's a lot to know. It changes often. Every country kind of has its own way to do that. So we have a number of things, the session names, I can't remember exactly, and hopefully you'll put them in the comments or something. But those are around eIDAS and things that really informs me as well, because it's so difficult to keep up on that stuff,
right.
But it's relevant at the moment.
Right.
So one thing I got to say is, which I'm going to pull out of tech, right? So your app that you have to keep track of what's going on, like, if you look at my calendar, it's completely packed with +1, +2 at pretty much every hour. Like, there's so many things I want to visit. So this has been super beneficial for me to keep track of what's going on. And almost everything is about AI and decentralized ID. But the ones that I found the most interesting that I'm really looking forward to is those that are talking about AI and really breaking down kind of the authorization levels of users. So therefore, only users have certain levels of access within the LLMs or returning data. Like, I think that's going to be really pertinent in the future. So I'm really interested in seeing those talks. So those are pretty big. And then the other thing is, aren't the talks at all. It's actually like the camaraderie, just meeting people and meeting new people.
Right.
To me, the networking aspect that's here is huge and is worth just coming out alone.
Yeah, good point.
Right. And when you say the interaction part of people with each other, that's the same that we see also in the industry, that the technology is getting much closer together. We're talking about interoperability. Mm-hmm. We're talking about integration, about, as you said, what is an identity allowed to do in which ecosystem. And this transferability of an identity from A to B, and to say, okay, I have this level of assurance here and this level of assurance here. And I cross over from one use case, banking, to another use case, travel. So this integration, this is just currently happening. There are standards, and the people are here.
Yeah.
They are talking to each other because these working groups are working together here, presenting their results and taking the next steps. This is really awesome to see them working together and to see things evolve, and that's just great.
Well, that was like the talk with the Australian bank with the Japanese tourism and how they're using the decentralized identities to promote the tourism around Japan. Like, that's crazy. Like, then it's not an idea. It's happening right now. Right?
Yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff I think is huge to be able to see firsthand.
It's funny you mentioned this because I was talking to somebody who comes from a security background, like strict, you know, cybersecurity. And this was his first identity conference. Mm-hmm. He's like, the people here are so happy. And, you know, he's like, everybody at the security conferences are always trying to tell everybody no to everything. Yeah. But there's a lot of doers out here, right? There's like, no, we really want to get this digital passport working. We really, I was talking to someone else who was doing payments and things that did a lot of work in London and also in Eastern, you would probably know this because you're from New York, right? New Jersey?
New Jersey.
But they did all the payments on the rail systems. Like, really? they were involved in deploying all that.
Wow.
That was this was a major portion of what they were doing. So they're doing these real things that people observe every day.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily see all the names behind it. Mm-hmm. But you know, the people that are here are creating that kind of world for us.
Right. We were not only doomed, but we're also looking forward to make things happen.
Yeah.
So that's maybe really a different aspect. So we really try to change things for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you're doing in your job as well, right?
Yeah, and a lot of it is education, right? Because especially now when we're transitioning from this old, you know, centralized everything, getting breached day to day and moving into this decentralized identity world, here, because of the regulation, it's moving way faster. Mm-hmm. But in the States, there's nothing like that. So therefore it's constant education. It's like, mm-hmm. Well, is anyone even doing that? I don't even know if that's even out yet. It's like, yes, it's 100% happening everywhere, day to day, right now.
It's strange to say, right, that because regulation back in you know our day, let's put it that way, was usually getting in the way of progress a lot of times, and it just felt they were slowing the industry down all the time.
Definitely.
But we've moved forward into this place where it's like, in order to get the kind of consensus that you need and kind of the focus on something like creating digital identities, like for passports and other kinds of documents, and then also being able to use that not just in a public space, but you know, for enterprises and things. Mm-hmm. That's weirdly being driven through the necessity to do that through the EU and other sorts of mechanisms here.
Right. So we're just halfway through this conference when we're this recording this. So we don't know what will happen tomorrow, Thursday, the day after, Friday. But when you're seeing that recording, it will be Monday, I assume. So you, as the audience, you have the chance to catch up with of everything that we did before. And there will be lots of free content provided. And I know that the team and Susanna, who's recording that episode just right now, they are really keen on putting out lots of content. And of course, you can rewatch EIC afterwards. Of course, there will be an opportunity for those who did not have the chance to be here to catch up with that. So I highly recommend to catch up with that. So everything between future looking and the crystal ball for the next 10 years of identity, but also just doing things right just right now with partner management, with B2B identity and access management, which is still a not fully solved issue.
Yeah.
So there are lots of topics that we should look into. Any final thoughts when you have a first look at EIC for a few hours just right now, that you expect from such an event in Berlin, in Europe, in this different kind of setting?
I'm looking forward to afterwards, the nightlife. I'm looking to go out and hang out with
some
people.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that too.
In the beer halls. Berlin is one of my favorite cities in the world. I've been coming here for about 20 years now.
Right.
So a lot of friends, but it's definitely a center in Europe. So I'm super excited to be able to, all the people I'm meeting here and the new friends I'm making, to really go out and hang out and have dinners and really just enjoy the company of everybody.
Right, Mike, what are you looking forward to?
What am I looking forward to? I think, sleeping mainly.
Yeah, okay,
you know,
we got the sleep.
That's my nightlife. But, I am looking forward to, I really do enjoy the conversations. Like, you can't walk 20 feet in the hall without, you know, striking up a great conversation. And that, those kind of connections end up being lifelong for the most part. Yeah. And like you say, people change companies whenever the situation requires. But they all tend to sort of, you know, be a very close-knit group anyway, and it's just wherever you are, that's really cool. So I do really look forward to the networking opportunities.
Absolutely. And actually, one final thing that I'm really looking forward to is we're currently stuffing Martin Kupinger with all the input that we gathered during these 4 days for his closing keynote. And I'm looking forward to what he will or what will make the closing keynote. That will be an interesting point of view. Before we close down, of course, we give you a chance to promote your outlet. You're a blogger. You're showing your stuff. And what's your URL? Where should we look
for you? So I would say you can find everything we do at NYDIS, IAM. So NYEDISIAM on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, Audible. I mean, we're everywhere.
Okay, and that was
tell them the name of your
So the podcast called the NYDIS Anarchy Series.
Yeah,
I try to keep it very informal, and I mean, look at me. I like to say it how it is. I'm pretty blunt and honest with everything, and I like to talk with really industry leaders and what's going on.
Great, thank you very much for being today. Thank you very much, Mike, for showing your first experience at EIC. And thank you very much for your attention. Looking forward for the next episode. Then back at the usual setting. There will be a break after this episode, but we will restart our podcast when all the free content from EIC is out there in early July. So thank you very much for being my guest today. Thank you.
Thank you. If you're an identity, you need to be at this conference more than any other conference. Trust me,
this is not a paid promotion.
This is the birth of everything in the future of identity is here. I promise.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.